2013 was a year of racial healing at the movies.
Jackie Robinson, a black man in white baseball.
It is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
We still have proof of this.
I will survive! I will not fall into despair!
No, I never understood what you all really went through. You changed my heart.
It was another summer of superheroes.
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S.
That was from New York.
Nothing's been the same since New York.
Gerard Butler and Channing Tatum both saved the White House.
Olympus is falling.
I'm in the White House.
But Tatum couldn't save himself from Rooney Mara in Side Effects.
You know I'm not crazy.
Cate Blanchett also went crazy in Blue Jasmine.
For some reason, my Xanax isn't kicking in.
But the best Woody Allen style movie was Before Midnight.
This is how people start breaking up.
Oh, my God.
Steve Carell returned for Anchorman 2, but his best comedy was The Way, Way Back.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think you are?
A 6.
I think you're a 3.
James Franco was Oz the Great and Powerful and a party animal in Spring Breakers and This is the End.
James Franco's having a giant party?
James Gandolfini made his swan song in Enough Said.
Why do I feel like I just spent the evening with my ex-wife?
While Paul Walker made one last Fast and Furious.
Try to die.
Recalling the danger from Ron Howard's Rush.
I accept every time I get in my car, there's 20% chance I could die.
Prisoners and Philomena told suspenseful tales about the search for lost children.
Do you have children, detective?
Gravity revolutionized cinema like 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I am drifting, do you copy?
While Joaquin Phoenix fell for a female HAL 9000 in Her.
What's it like to be alive in that room right now?
I wish I could put my arms around you.
Veterans Robert Redford and Bruce Dern shined in All Is Lost and Nebraska.
I'm running out of time.
Tom Hanks was captured by Somali pirates in Captain Phillips.
I'm the captain now.
Then played Walt Disney in Saving Mr. Banks.
Poppins, never ever just met.
Matthew McConaughey played a Mark Twain drifter in Mud, then contracted AIDS in Dallas Buyers Club.
Nothing out there can kill Ron Woodruff in 30 days.
Leo DiCaprio warned about excess, first in The Great Gatsby.
Gatsby? What Gatsby?
Then in The Wolf of Wall Street.
We were making more money than we knew what to do with.
And Jennifer Lawrence returned as Katniss before joining a David O. Russell dream cast in American Hustle.
We gotta get over on all these guys.
It's gotta be the best we've ever done.
With your look at the year in movies, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.